Down in a meadow, the river running clear, all in the month of July, the prime of the year, where many a pretty little fish within the brook did play, and many a lad and many a lass abroad were making hay. In came the scythesmen to mow the meadow down, with their bags and bottles and ale that was so brown. The laboring men with courage bold to each other did reply, "Let's work and blow and stiffly mow, the grass cuts very dry." Then Nimble Tib and Thomas with pitchfork and with rake came in the merry meadow green the hay in cocks to make, where each one plied their labor and did no whit repine. The gentle wind blew fair and cool, the sun did clearly shine. Mary, Bess, and Nanny, in scarlet petticoats, kept singing at their labors with sweet and pleasant notes. Sweet jog, 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 the nightingale did sing, whose noble voice made all rejoice as they were haymaking. Then Robin, Ned, and Richard, being in merry vein, to further the haymaking, run nimbly o'er the plain, and came into the meadow with courage and delight, and plied their business stoutly, whilst Phoebus shined bright. Roland and sweet William and John upon that day brought pretty Kate and Bridget to help them make the hay. Fair Margaret, Sue, and Francis, they stayed not long behind, but for to tod and turn the hay they were every one inclined. Now when those lads and lasses were all together that day, in that same gallant meadow a-making of the hay, they plied their work so closely and labored so complete, until the pretty meadow's brows did drop apace with sweat. The young men in like manner drew forth handkerchiefs then, to wipe the maidens' faces like loving-hearted men. No hurt was done among them, but now and then a kiss the young men gave their sweethearts, you know no harm's in this. At last, when bright Phoebus the sun was going down, a merry disposed piper approached from the town, and with his pipe and tabor he did so trimly play, so that they all laid down their tools and left off making hay. Then each man took his sweetheart, their fortunes to advance. John with Nell and Nan with Will and Tib with Tom did dance. No rare nor braver pastime could be under the sun than from the morn to evening was in the meadow done. Now thus much for the country folks I dare be bold to say, which in the merry meadow that time were making hay. No ill act was committed, nor no ill business wrought, would every one in London were as pure in deed and thought. Some of you London lasses flance up and down in jags, with copper lace and painted face, silk scarves and gay black bags. In my mind are not so wholesome, so handsome, nor so fair, as are the country damsels plain that ne'er such toys did wear.